Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I am talking about the tight end from the Ohio State University, Jeremy Rucker. So before I get started, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We have amazing football content on our Facebook and YouTube channels. We go live each and every single week. On our podcast, uploads of every single day, you will find some awesome football content. You want draft prospects? We got it. If you want some history specials about the teams and players of the past, well, we got that too. If you want the extensive knowledge of former NFL draft scouts, former NFL players, you come to the right place. We have an amazing team here. And let's be honest, guys, if it wasn't for the fans, if it wasn't for y'all checking out our videos, looking at the podcast, downloading it, commenting, liking, sharing, all of that stuff, we wouldn't be here today still uploading videos. So we thank you all so much for the continued support throughout all the weeks, months, and years here on the channel. So let's get things going, talking about Jeremy Rucker from the Ohio State University. Before we get to Ohio State, I want to give a little bit of a refresher course for some people who might have seen that, let's be real, he didn't do the most at Ohio State. They didn't give him many opportunities. So I'm going to go back to his high school days. I don't do that too often, but this guy was very impressive in high school. Went to Lindenhurst High School, put up 3,133 career receiving yards and 37 touchdowns for the Bulldogs during his high school career. A three-time first-team Long Island selection, first-team All-USA Today selection, and was also the New York State Gatorade Player of the Year. He was also given a 4-star recruiting grade by ESPN, along with many other various drafts and recruiting sites, and was the number 31 ranking player, not just tight end, on the ESPN 300 list. Recruited heavily, chose to go with the Ohio State. I mean, they have a tremendous program. I can definitely understand why he chose. It just for whatever reason, man, they just couldn't get him the ball. I know that they've had a very heavy talent at wide receiver, and obviously someone's going to get left out. But man, it just seemed like every single year Jeremy Rucker got left out. Let's go to his stats, right? Because there are some stats for the big 6'5", 252-pound senior who is now leaving. First year, didn't get much, just one catch for 13 yards. That's it. There's nothing else. Second year, got a little bit more, 14 catches for 142 yards. But he did have 4 touchdowns, and his average catch rating that year was 10.1 yards. 2020, 13 catches, 151 yards, 11.6 average per catch, and 5 touchdowns. That's a career high. And this past season, he caught the most and got the most receiving yards. He had 26 catches for 309 yards, good for an 11.9 average per catch, and 3 touchdowns. That's it. That is his entire career at Ohio State. There, I mean, you look at it and you think, man, was he hurt? Did he say something to upset the coach? I mean, they just didn't give him the ball, honestly. They didn't really give him the ball much. And I mean, you know, his career high was this past year with just over 300 yards. You might think, what are we even talking about this guy? Why is he why are draft scouts looking at him in this draft? It's like, he didn't do nothing. Well, let me put that to bed right now, right? Let's look at probably the best stat he had throughout his tenure, and that is the average per catch rating, okay? He had, what, 10, 11.6, 11.9, and 13. So even though he didn't get the ball a lot, his yards per reception were very good. That's a first down every single time he catches the ball, pretty much. So that means if you're in the end zone, if you're in the red zone on the goal line, if you need a quick catch, you can get it to him. If you need a crucial first down conversion, you can give it off to the big man. And that's what they kind of used him for instead of the playmaker like he was in high school. So let's talk a little bit more about his strengths and what he can improve on. He's good, but he's built very well. Like I said, he's 6'5", 252, very good size on the old man. He's got good vertical, decent speed, nothing too crazy to write home about. A competitive player, he can get across the perimeter. He blocks well in space at the second level mostly. I'll get more to his other blocking in a minute. Good body control, good catch radius, reliable hands, didn't drop many passes. He's your ideal red zone target, like I'd mentioned. And he only had 2 drops his entire college career. So I get that the sample size was kind of small, but he still made the most of his opportunities. In 2021, he had a 110.4 QB rating. So that helps out his quarterback, lets him know that, hey, you can give it to me, and it's always pretty much going to be a catch or positive yardage. He's got solid vision to set up some blocks. He's a decent route runner, nothing too crazy. Like I mentioned, mostly he's got soft hands. He's willing to block. He's got good release at the line, and he's got solid feet and balance, right? He's not just clunky going all over the place. He's pretty smooth for somebody his size. His route running's pretty solid, all in all. But, I mean, there's a lot to look at, and you just think, man, they really could have done more with this guy, and I feel that. So let's go on to some things that he could improve on, right, that some of his weaknesses in going into this draft. He's not the best athlete, right? He's not going to just force his will on anyone and beat them with speed or power or explosion or jumping about, none of that. He's just pretty solid in all those aspects. He's not really overwhelming in any of those regards. He could probably add a couple more pounds. Like I said, he's 252. He might can bump up to 260, maybe 265. Just get a little bit more weight on him because he was a little bit lean. We keep looking at him here. Like I said, he didn't get featured very often, but, I mean, that's not too much of his, you know. I mean, if the quarterback ain't throwing you the ball, there ain't much you can do. Let's be real here. His blocking is okay. And when I say that, I mean more of just his pass blocking and his run blocking. It's nothing too crazy. It's just kind of – it's so-so, something he could definitely improve on. I think it's crucial he improves on if he wants to get more featured in an NFL system, in an NFL scheme. I think he definitely needs to be more cut out as a pass blocker and also a little bit better as a run blocker as well. So if you look at that, like I said, his route running, not much to speak of. Like I said, he didn't get the ball a whole lot, and he's just not – you know. It's tougher, I'd say, for tight ends to run more complex routes. I know some more than others get featured, right? Like Kyle Pitts, so we'll say. But I mean, he just runs the basic tight end routes, right? He doesn't do anything too crazy in that regard. But overall, if you look at Jeremy Rucker, right? Final thoughts on this young man. Teams are going to look at him at his high school stats, see, wow, this guy was a great player in New York. Went to Ohio State, it's like, man, did he just kind of fall off the face of the earth? He didn't do much. But you can see that if you look at the small sample size, he's got potential as a receiver. Like I said, he doesn't drop the ball much. He's a good possession target in the red zone if you need something like that. And like I said, if he's got good catch radius, good hands, that's going to help him. Not the best speed, but I feel that if he can improve his speed a little bit, maybe bulk up some, and definitely improve his run blocking as well as his pass blocking, I feel like he could be a decent player. I think he's going to go a little bit later in the draft, maybe third, maybe fourth. I see third to fourth round, maybe a little bit later even. But just because I think the teams are going to just kind of see his stats and kind of get turned off by it. But I think he could definitely be a, like I said, you could fit this guy into certain schemes. If you need him in a red zone opportunity, he's there. If you need him in a third down, if you need to get a first down, toss it to him, he'll catch it. So I feel like he can work his way up, but he's going to be a late round pick for me. And it's someone who has still untapped potential, right? Someone that you saw in high school has brilliant, did a lot of good work. And I'm sure if he had the chance to choose a different college, I would assume he would go somewhere else, just somewhere that would focus on him more. But it is what it is. Now he's going on to the NFL to pursue his dream, right, and play for the biggest stage of them all. So I wish him the best. I can't wait to see where he goes on draft day come April and how he's going to be utilized, hopefully better, in the National Football League. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you have enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast today, first off, thank you so much for tuning in or listening. We go live each and every week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of all of our shows on Instagram at 100 Yards of Football. And our podcast, if you haven't done so already, please go over and check it out anywhere with the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Amazon Music. If you have an Alexa or a Google Home device, just say, hey, Alexa, hey, Google, play 100 Yards of Football, and it will start playing for you. We have daily uploads, sometimes multiple per day. And so if you're on the way to work, if you're having a nice workout in the gym, if you're cooking dinner, or just if you want to just, you know, lay in bed, if you got nothing to do, just throw on an episode. We have amazing content. Draft prospects, legends interviews, history specials, whenever the game's going on, game previews, right? And we just have a vast majority of content here at 100 Football. So please go over there, leave us a review, and check us out on the podcast. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network once again. So like I said, I've been your host today, Logan. There's talking about Jeremy Rucker, the tight end from the Ohio State. Can't wait to see what this young man ends up come April. And if you guys enjoy, like I said, if you enjoy this video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We will be back with another live episode talking more about the draft here in just a little bit. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.